When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2136. 5 Small Habits for Big Changes in Fat Loss by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 5 Small Habits for Big Changes in Fat Loss by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. When we make the decision to live a healthier lifestyle, we often make the mistake of trying to change everything at once. We decide to eat clean, work out 6 days a week, give up wine, and then, inevitably, get overwhelmed and go back to our old ways. A more sane and sustainable approach is to tackle one habit and build on it slowly over time. It's not a quick fix, but it is an effective long-term solution to a healthy lifestyle. When healthy behaviors become habits, then no willpower or ironclad motivation is needed. But where do you start? There are a million things you could do, and as we discussed, doing too much at once is usually not an effective solution. We want to tackle the things that will make the biggest impact when working to achieve our goals. Here are the first 5 habits I recommend when prioritizing fat loss. These 5 small habits will yield big results over time. Take one at a time, cultivate it until mastered, then build on the next one. 1. Prioritize protein and veggies at each meal. Fat loss starts in the kitchen. Make sure every meal has a serving of protein and veggies. Protein helps you maintain muscle, which is very important to ensure that you are losing fat and not muscle when you lose weight. Protein and the fiber from veggies help you feel full. When you want a snack, look for a high protein snack, like cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, or a tuna packet. Focus on what you can add to your meals to make them healthier, rather than what you have to take away. When I'm in an environment where I'm not in control of the food being served, like at a restaurant, at a dinner party, or a work function, I always fill my plate with the protein and veggies first. It's a smart strategy to make the best decisions possible in any circumstance. We can never be perfect, but we can always strive to make the best choices possible. 2. Eat slowly. When you gobble down your food in 5 minutes flat, you don't give your stomach enough time to send the signal to your brain that it's full. I am as guilty of this as anyone. A great fat loss strategy is to eat your meals slowly. Set a timer for 20 minutes and stretch it out. Chew your food slowly, like 20 to 30 times. Put your fork down between bites. Take a drink of water between bites. Talk with your family. Slow it down. Pay attention to fullness signals and stop eating when you feel full. You'll digest your food better and likely eat less, which is ideal for fat loss. 3. Walk fast. A great habit to cultivate for fat loss is a power walking routine. No, I didn't say you have to join CrossFit or sign up to run a marathon. Those things can be great if they align with your goals and preferences. But if you're just starting out, take 15 to 20 minutes every day and walk a mile as fast as you can. Walk with purpose, like you're late for the start of Game of Thrones. Take your dog. Don't have a dog? Borrow a dog. They'll love you for it. Do it twice a day if you can. Little changes can make a big difference. 4. Sleep. Sleep is so important for fat loss that I would say if you could only do one thing on this list, that you choose to prioritize sleep. It's the most overlooked activity in our modern environment, but the most important. Create a sleep routine and aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Yes, it matters for fat loss. Before you think about taking supplements or trying the next fat loss secret, make sure you have the basics covered. And 5, replace all drinks with water. If you replace all soda, juice, energy drinks, and sugar-filled drinks with water or seltzer water, you'll cut hundreds of empty calories a day. In order to lose fat, you need to create a calorie deficit, which means you consume less calories than you burn in a day. An easy way to do this without depriving yourself is to cut out those empty calories from sugar-filled drinks. Water can help you feel fuller and more energized. Dehydration causes all kinds of problems like fatigue and headaches. This is easy to fix with regular intake of H2O. You just listened to the post titled 5 Small Habits for Big Changes in Fat Loss by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One of my favorite suggestions for managing food intake is something Leah mentioned in her post. If you find yourself in a situation where you weren't the one that prepared the meal, like at a restaurant or social event, fill the plate with protein and veggies, especially the non-starchy veggies. By eating the protein and veggies first, you'll feel more satisfied. Then have the carbohydrate-rich foods last. Treat them like dessert. But what happens if, say, you're at one of these locations or events and they start by serving an appetizer of bread or chips? You know, something high carb. When this happens, you can try and skip partaking in these appetizers altogether, or portion one slice of bread or a handful of chips onto your plate and walk away. Then take your time and really savor that portion you gave yourself. And once you're done, distract yourself by engaging in conversation instead of going back to the appetizer tray. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Thank you for sharing it with others. That really goes a long way to keep this podcast going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.